Matthew 10:40 to the end. He who receives you receives me, and he who receives me receives him who sent me. He who receives a prophet in the name of a prophet will receive a prophet's reward. He who receives a righteous man in the name of a righteous man will receive a righteous man's reward. Whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, most certainly I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward. Okay. Questions or thoughts on these verses? Okay. I think it's nice that this chapter ends with a little encouraging word, because he said a lot of difficult things here, right? You're going to be rejected by a lot of people. But he's letting you know there's a new family out there for you. You might be rejected by your parents, by your brother, by your children. But there is a family out there for you, right? There's those who are going to receive you as a prophet, those who are going to receive you as righteous men, those who are going to receive you as little ones. So there's encouragement here. There's comfort here. You're going to receive your blessing from the Lord, of course. But part of that blessing is the body of Messiah, right? We should not be, this is a trend that concerns me, we should not be lone wolf believers. You know, we need community, and people will get hurt in a community. People will get hurt in a church or a synagogue. That's part of the growing process for all of us, right? But we stick it out because that's how we grow and that's how we receive blessings. We're about to go into prayer time. We're going to pray for each other, right? You don't have communal prayer when it's just you, but right?
I'm seeing more and more believers falling away from it, too.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That really hit me, though, because I was telling her for a couple of years now I've been alone.
Yeah,
on a farm, and I'm physically alone.
Right.
I've been mentally alone. The only thing I've had is this.
Right,
thank
right.
God. But at some point, it's just literally lately, it's just been like, I can't do it anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but right. All the mainstream stuff just was driving me crazy.
Right.
The superficiality of it, man. It's just,
yeah. Well,
I'm glad to plug in. You know?
Well, good. We're happy to have you. So, yeah, that's important to, there's a family for you, and we'll get into some portions later on where he'll also make that point abundantly clear. Who are my mother? Who are my brothers, right? Those who do the will of God. This, he's setting up a family.
Mm-hmm.
This is a family structure with him as the head, and we need to act and behave like a family. Second thing that struck me here is he who receives you. Okay, so this, it starts off with that. He who receives you receives me. Okay, so who does the you become? I the way I see it here, some commentators see this as different levels or different types within the kingdom. You've got the prophet type and the righteous man type and the little one type. I don't see it that way. I see it as he's encouraging them, right? You might be called a prophet. You might be called a righteous person, okay? But ultimately, remember this. You're a little one, right? Whoever, verse 42, whoever gives one of these little ones just a cup of cold water to drink in the name of a disciple, most certainly, I tell you, he will in no way lose his reward, okay? And so I think we need that humility of remembering to see ourselves as the little ones of God, the ones he watches over, right? If we go back to that portion about the sparrows, verse 29 and following, aren't two sparrows sold for an Assyrian coin? Not one of them falls on the ground apart from your Father, okay? But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Therefore, don't be afraid. You are of more value than many sparrows. You're God's little ones. You're the ones he's going to watch over. And that's a great comfort, right? So it's also humbling, right? So more than being a prophet, more than being a tzaddik, a righteous man or woman, more than being a rabbi or anything like that. We're little ones. He's our father. He's going to care for us despite all this persecution. Not one falls to the ground apart from your father. And he's going to provide support. And those providing support are often persecuted as well, right? Those who have given, you know, how many genuine Christian believers in Nazi Germany gave their lives to hide Jewish people, you know, and they're called the righteous of the nations, you know, and but they were willing to do it for the sake of God's love for the Jewish people and their love for the Jewish people. So, any thoughts or questions?